Okay, hello everybody. Well, I thought this new music room was going to be a small room somewhere in the back, completely empty. But it turns out it's quite a big room. That's nice. I'm not nervous at all. So this talk is going to be about one of my hobbies. My job is to work for NLNet, where we fund open source. So have a look at that. This was a nice plug. But in my hobby, I also like to write code, and I like to make music. If you combine those things, then, well, you're wasting your time on writing apps to read music. And that's what I've been doing, and I'm going to talk about that. So, just to make sure, I mean, I saw a lot of people... Wow, this is interesting. A lot of talks here is about using your computer to make music, but what I like to do is make music with other humans. And here's a group of them, now and then. And... Oh, wow, they're really glitching. I think it's because of the shirts they're wearing. So yeah, this is a big band, and before I start, I would like to say a few things about a big band. It consists of wind instruments. You have trumpets, trombones, saxophones, and a rhythm section. To play this music in a group, you need some kind of coordination, right? You need to start at the same time, you need to end at the same time, preferably play at the same speed. But you also need to have a coordination about the volume, the equalizer, so as you will, who's in front. That's the conductor. And he determines who is loudest or less loud, because the melody should be louder. Sometimes the melody is in the trumpets, sometimes in the saxophones, and on a leap day, it's with the trombones. I play in two big bands. This one has fancy costumes, the other one is plain clothes. Okay, let's continue. Oh, no. Oh boy, the screen is really letting me down.
No, I think it's the frequency of the video card. Try disconnecting and reconnecting.
Yeah, I'm going to set my monitor. It's on performance now. That doesn't really help. I'm disconnecting it. Waiting. Maybe somebody has a computer. I uploaded the slides, so I can just download them from the web page. If I can borrow. Yeah. Sorry about that. You have them open already?
No.
Not yet. Yeah. If you. Kan deze ergens in?
Als ik even mijn pas op.
Oh, yeah. Heb je LibreOffice?
Nee.
Oh, no LibreOffice. Well, then I'm gonna do it from PDF, which will not be as cool, but... did I need to set that up? Doesn't really matter. Okay, and now presentation mode and this thing.
That's a good question.
Anyway, what I was saying, the largest part of this presentation will be about sheet music. If you play trombone like I do, then a jazz piece like this big band plays is usually one or two pages, sometimes three or four. If you're the piano player, you have two staves, so you have a lot more pages. And if you're the conductor, you see the music from all of the instruments, so you'll have like 10 to 20 pages to manage.
It's not even the decking and I'm putting it in.
This is all very sad. Yeah. What I can
not
do?
Not even detecting the screen anymore.
Oh. I am going to change the refresh frequency.
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe lower than the resolution.
I'm plugging it in, and my laptop says no other display. So.
Oh, so it was a projector writing that.
Yeah.
So, just to make sure, I'm going to disable the laptop screen.
1080p, it should be on the display.
This is the native from the projector.
Okay.
Very quickly. Oh, thanks for that encouraging applause. Wow, and I only had 30 sheets. Damn. So yeah, sheet music. In the old days, yeah, people had actual paper. That's why we have this A4 format. And there's a lot of them. Yeah, you had a librarian, and the librarian used to store all that. And in the paper era, there was a large archive with all the songs. Heavy binders with sheet music. Musicians only have their own score. So if they want to see the score of somebody else, they don't have it, because they have a big binder of only those stuff. There's a lot of time lost between songs, because you have to switch and you hope that all of your band members have alphabetized the songs. Usually they have different opinions of what the alphabet looks like exactly. So that doesn't always work. So distributing new songs takes a long time. You have to sort them out, give them to all the band members. Somebody's not here on a rehearsal, they have to get it later. Lots of inconvenient stuff. You have to put the pieces in order before a performance, so, and then after the performance put them back in your version of the alphabet. And if somebody's substituting for you, you have to coordinate how they get your binder. And your sheet music becomes messy because of all the handwriting in it. But there's a bright new era. We have tablets now. Great. So, the digital era. Individuals, they buy tablets, and these tablets are mostly only come in two operating systems. Unfortunately, both of them are closed, and there's proprietary apps for viewing sheet music. Very inconvenient. The sheet music is usually put on a cloud drive, and people have to get their own part out of a big PDF. And annotations are stored on the devices. So there's a dependency of big tech. That's not nice. Most used tablets are closed. The apps need to be approved. If you're writing one, the App Store revenue model leads to decent apps initially, but eventually there's a lock-in and shitification. So that it also feels bad to use, right? So this tablet is a third device for me. I usually have a laptop and a mobile phone, so I have enough getting operating systems that are open on there, but for the tablet there's a new problem. However, I have a creative solution. I just topple the laptop. Great. However, I also have a second-hand iPad because, you know, most musicians, they just buy iPads or Android tablets, so I can test this software I'm presenting today. But I need a bit better digital era. I want to self-host this app, and it should be independent of the operating system, and the notes should be shared. So let's write an app. I'm going to skip this because I'm late. The requirements. So I want to have a way to rehearse with recordings. That's a bit out of the scope now. And it should be a very good archive. And it should also be a sheet reader, but that's optimal because most people have their own sheet reader software. However, I like to use my own, even though it's not yet as good as the commercial offerings. It's going to be built as a progressive web app. That means it's just running on a server, and you can say, add this to my desktop on iOS and Android, and it looks like a normal app. You have local storage, which is great, because then also if you're playing in the park, there's no Wi-Fi, you have your sheet music still. Oh yeah, a small thanks to all the, what's this? Where am I? Okay, wrong button, need to go back a bit. I would like to thank all the people that write the rest of the stack, right? Because there's so many libraries in here. It's amazing how much stuff there's there, that's there on the internet that you can reuse. So a progressive web app, if you want to look up the benefits, you can do that later. I'm not going to skip that now. The server side is Node.js, not particularly interesting. And yeah, so the initial reason to write this app is I wanted to rehearse with recordings. Sometimes you have a piece, and me, trombone player, we're lucky if we get a nice piece of melody in the middle somewhere, but then you want to loop that so that you can play along while you're rehearsing. That's inconvenient in a normal music player, so I wrote an initial app for that. And I'm going to show you what that looks like in a minute. So here's the overview of the app. There's, in this case, three bands in that. The Brussels Jazz Orchestra is not somewhere I'm often invited to join, but we're in Brussels, so I thought let's add them. When you click on one of the bands, you see the agenda, the playlist, arrangements, and recordings, and recent pieces that you have read on this thing, so you can quickly go back to songs that you have been rehearsing. So you can upload audio, then you get a list of all the recordings in there, and then the cool thing is, I'm going to not try to demo it because it's cursed here, but what you can do is at certain times, this is a time bar, you just say this is measure 5, measure 21, 37, and then here with big thumbs you can click on these buttons to loop, in this case, from 21 to 105. It's very simple. This was the whole app initially, and it turned out somebody else during COVID had been writing an app called Rehorse with exact same functionality, but on the App Store. It's really weird. Yeah. So, oh yeah, the advantage here is that only one person has to put in these markers. It's a bit of a job. And then everybody has the advantage that they can rehearse with this. So yeah, managing sheet music. What most bands have is they have a Google Drive or somewhere or an Xcloud Drive, and you download the PDF with the music for the entire piece, and then from pages 42 to 46, you cut and then you upload it into your tablet and then you're done. That's very inconvenient. We want to improve that. So the best way to do this is with this app. I'm going to show you how that works. One person uploads the music, he adjusts the pages, assigns the pages to the parts, adds watermarks. We have people that compose their own music and they want it to be secure and not leak it out, so there's a bit of protection there. And everybody can download their parts with a zip file, or they can use the embedded viewer. So here's a view, this is a list of arrangements. And if you click that, you go into an arrangement, and you can see that I, as a trombone player, I can see trombone 3, which is my part, but I can also see the other trombones if I want to have a look there. And if I click this, I can listen to a recording of the song. You can edit the arrangement, and what you see then is you can input who the arranger is, the composer, who wrote the lyrics. You can choose the PDF, and here is a bit of interface where you can, if you upload the PDF files, you can say, okay, the conductor, the pages do not have to be rotated, and they are from page 2 to page 14, and the female vocals, and so on, and so on. And here you get a nice preview of which page that is. So what that leads to is that when you have a concert, you put that in the agenda, and then each concert has a playlist, so there's like 20 songs here, and you can just press download, and you get a zip file with all of the files that you are supposed to be playing that concert. There's also user management in there to make this possible, because obviously you need to know whose account has access to what. And so in this case, yeah, there's a player. There's a primary player always. It can be two people who can read the same parts, and these are the backup players who also have access to those parts. Yeah, you can read and annotate. By the way, I want to go back briefly. Oh yeah, there's also a message functionality here. And that means that I can send an email, a personalized email to everybody. People that play in big bands, some big bands tend to be of age and not that good with technology. So what this does is it sends them an email with a link which directly leads to a login. So they click it, they're logged in via post request, not via get request. And then they click that, they're logged in, and then they can press this download button. So it's made super friendly for everyone to use it. Yeah, then the last bit. So there's also the functionality to read the PDF files and to annotate them. And the annotations are sent back to the server. So when a substitute comes, they have the same annotations that you have. Interestingly, there's a special music font that really helps to implement this, because the numbers of the glyphs have been standardized for all the musical symbols. So that really helps. The musical symbols are in there so that you don't have to try to write a quaver or whatever. But you can just click one so it looks nice in a decent font. It works offline. I already told that. The scrolling is vertical, and that's just because I'm lazy. So you have the tablet, you have two pages below each other, and you scroll up like this. So if you have a bit of rest, you scroll up, put the rest on the top and below it. The commercial apps, what they do, they allow you to scroll by half a page, or actually swap half a page, which is also nice, but I haven't implemented that yet. It's on the to-do list. This is what this looks like. So here you have, so this is two screens. First I choose that I'm trombone 3, and here are some annotations on there. The big cross is to delete it again. You can choose colors, you can choose glyph switcher on there, or just choose a pen to annotate something. The future, yeah, I'm just gonna fix the paper cuts. It needs to be working on newer devices. Sometimes they're very high resolutions. You need to change the CSS a bit. Documentation can be easier. Maybe I'll make a website. And I hope this use of this app will grow organically. So just because it's really a user-facing application, which means that if a band adopts this, I would like a competent person to be responsible for helping the people that use it. Thank you. That's it.
Are you sure you don't want to try the demo just because we can give you a bit more time if you want? Because
So
in the meanwhile, I'll run miles and miles just to get to the question.
Yeah, so here's a piece of music. Whoa, what happens? I don't know if the audio will be playing.
We can hear something.
Yeah. So what you can do is you want to start the loop at B and 2C, then you press here. And now it's just going to go round and round. That's just the whole demo. I'll put it a bit lower so this video doesn't get deleted over copyright issues.
Hi. Do you have any plans for adding some kind of authoring tools for PDFs? So maybe you could put in ABC notation or something like that, or Lily Pond or something like that.
Yeah, so the most authoring that this tool does now is cutting the pages, rotating and putting a watermark on it. And I don't plan to do more for the future because that becomes very complicated in UI, and there's other more important things that have precedence.
Okay. So what happens when you update a PDF? The notes are still retained?
No, not at the moment. No.
Okay.
Quick question: is any of the playback state synchronized, like during a rehearsal as well, across players?
Can you speak a bit louder?
Is any of the playback state synchronized in real time across the different players?
No, this is for practicing at home on your own.
I see. So every player has to like skip pages or like scroll to the correct page by themselves, or
yes? Okay. Oh yes. So the PDFs, I guess people know MuseScore here, where you have nice music XML. This type of band plays with scanned PDF files. That's the state of the art. going to something like Music XML would require to, you know, input all of the arrangements that we play, and that's not going to happen. Maybe if some AI tool can do it in the future, but I'm just focusing on doing PDFs well.
One short question. I was interested in doing something similar for a choir as well. How difficult would it be to add support for MIDI files?
I would suggest to convert the MIDI files to MP3 or another audio format and upload them like that. It wouldn't be that hard, but because, for example, the PDFs have server-side rendering, so if you have a command that can be run on the server side to convert the MIDI to a different audio file, that's fine. Unless for some reason you would want MIDI features in the front end, that's not going to happen.
Hi, I was wondering whether there is a calendar function, because I wasn't, is there a calendar function and is it collaborative? For example, my collectives, we use Gigomatic, where you can select who's coming when, and for gig planning, all in one platform, and that's very convenient.
So the area of the Netherlands where I play, there's a big band in every village. So if you're not there for rehearsal, you are assumed to find a substitute for yourself, so that the band can play in full session, and there's a nice mix of getting to know each other from the other bands as well. So I'd like to add a feature, this is fairly high on the list, where you can say, I'm not coming the next rehearsal, send out mails to the list of potential substitutes, and they will then get added. So that would, I think, answer your question about knowing who will be there at what concert or rehearsal.
Maybe a last question. First of all, thank you very much. This is brilliant. The last question is regarding user management. Is there any integration with the central authentication tools, such like Keycloak through SAML or IDC, or is it something for the future?
So right now, the syncing of the data is done over WebSocket, and there's no current functionality. For example, if the conductor says this is the next piece, then everybody automatically gets that in front of them. That would be fairly low level to do. However, moving the pages, like somebody else suggested, would be difficult because the page on which a certain part of the music is at is different for everyone. So we can't sync that, but we could sync just switching over to a new piece.
That wasn't the question. The question was, you have a system to manage users.
Yes.
And is this system only internal to the program, or can it be interfaced with an external user management system so that you can have just one account to use your app and other apps for the band?
Yes. So right now, no. It's just a JSON file with a hashed password.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, time's up. Thank you very much.